Vayter in Shasra in Sanhedrin of Kuftal, picking among Kufkimul based by the bottom of the page, the very last three words. Now, we had mentioned yesterday a statement of Yochanan said that Markachis is Akrovim, that we talked about something known as Galima, that is giving food or helping someone. It's five things you said. Markachis is Akrovim, Makarevis Erechokim, Malemis Einayim Minarishayim, Masha Shchina al Navi Baal, Vishigos Ola Zoda. Now we're going to break down each one of these. Marcheges es akrovim. It's going to distance those that could have been close. Beep, turn the page. Kuf Dalet. Amon u'Moav. It's talking about Amon and Moav. They were near to Klal Yisrael, and they ended up getting further away because they weren't able to go out and to join into Klal Yisrael. Rashi says, Krovim Yisrael, Shabbat Milot ben Achi Avraham. They came from Lot, who is ben Achi Avraham, the brother of the son of the brother of Avram. V'rich k'an amakam, because we made them far, shalo yavo, because they can't come in to the Kahal, because in fact they didn't give them what to eat. Makarvus or Chokum Yisrael, it brings closer to those who are far, when they learn from Yisrael. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Beschar, Kir En Lo, V'yocha Lechem, because of the fact of when Yisrael said, call him and let him eat bread. This is when, you know, when Moshe came and he helped Yisrael's daughters by the well, and they said, go, come bring him food. Ended up being that his grandchildren were by the Liskas of Gaza, this is in the by the Beis HaMikdash, which is part of the Sanhedrin. So from Yosha Yabetz to Rasaim Shemasaim, Suchasim, Hema Akinim, Habay Machmasavi Beis Rechev. The families of the scribes, they were in Yabetz, all these different types of people over here, they're the Kenites. And what's the Kenites? And that was, we know Yisro, that was his name. Ksev Hasam of Bnei Kaini, Chosin Moshe, that was one of them. Yisro's name was Kaini. Alumi Ira Tamarim, as Bnei Yehuda, Midma Yehuda, Asher Ben Negev, Arad Vayil Chadishiv, Esa'am. So we see that his, because of food, they ended up making it into Kalali, so in a big way. Closes Hashem's eyes to the Rishayim, and we learn that from what happened to Micha, because of the fact that he gave people on the way, he gave them what to eat, he ended up that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kind of overlooked his avaitis, which is a pretty big deal. It causes the divine spirit to rest upon Nevi Baal, like we learn that from what happened to the friend of Ido HaNavi. They were sitting at the table, and the word of Hashem came to the Navi, who had brought him back. We saw this earlier in that pay test, and this was Ido was on his way to go and give to tell Yeravam that he shouldn't be doing his doing in Avodah Zarah, and he has to go back on a different path and not to go a certain way. This Navi was named Ido. On his way back, there was another Navi that came, but it was a Navi Baal, and he convinced him to come and eat a meal by him, even though Hashem said not to do such a thing. And during that whole thing, a Nevuah came to him and said, now you're going to die, because he didn't listen to Hashem, and that ended up happening. Shigigasa olo Zadon, Damar Yudah Amar Rabba. What does that mean? That a Shogeg will be considered like a Zadon, like a Mezid? The Yom Rabbi Yudamira, Vilmale Yalavo, Yonas and Davish, take Kikros Lechem. If only the good friend of David Melch Yonason would have given Yonatan, would have given these two things of bread to David when he was leaving, Lo Nerga Nov Irakohanim, then the city of Nov, the Irakohanim wouldn't have been killed because he wouldn't have to hide that they have food. Velo Nitra Doiga, Domi, Doiga, Domi wouldn't have been, you know, lost his share in the world to come. Lo Nerga Shaul, Shaul's a benefit, and Shaul and his three sons wouldn't have been killed. So, you know, is food a big deal? Oh, baby, food is a big deal. We said the story a little bit earlier. We're going to see the story again in any event. Moving along. Now, remember we said, why weren't there other things? Kings aren't mentioned. They don't get chelek on Rabbam. Why is it didn't mention Achaz is one of the kings that are not going to have the chelek in the world to come? And for the Gemara, b'pnei shemutal, because he was put between two tzaddikim, between Yotam and Chizkiyahu. He was between Yotam and Chizkiyahu. He was the son of Yosam and Yotam, and the father of Chizkiyahu, and he's a big tzaddikim. Of Yosef, because of the fact that he had a little bit of busha in front of Yishayahu. So now, as the pasuk says, "V'yomer Hashem Yishayahu, tzei no lekras achaz." Go meet Achaz, Ato Usha Yosha Benecha, El Kitzei Talas Abrecha, El Yona, El Mesila Sadei Koves. Go and meet him, you and Shai Yashav, your son, to the edge of the upper pool in the road or the field of Koves, and my Koves, what does that mean? Ikadami, the Kavshinu La'api V'chalav, some say that Achaz hit his face and he turned away. Right? When he saw Yishayahu, he hit his face because he was embarrassed of his Averis. And that was the good thing that happened over here. And that's a lashon of Koves is that of Kovesh, which means he covered over his face. V'ikadami, Uchla Dekatsu Yisachaf Areshe V'chalav. He took a kli, Rashi said it was like a sieve that's used in order to go ahead. It's a lot of holes in it. And the launderers used to use that in order to go and to sprinkle water on the clothing. And what did he do? He took that, Rashi says, also kli, hafachachaz al rosho. He flipped it on his head. Kedishalei akiri shayesh. He said he shouldn't recognize him. So he was bayesh because he was embarrassed. We met him in front of him. Right, so we see over there, he's not counted over there because of the fact that he had such bush, he had such embarrassment, even though he did a lot of avarice, he's not in the same category over there. Those people who came along to go and fight against God and he's torn all their chest. What about Amon? Because of the covet of Yoshiyahu. He is a tzaddik, who is a big tzaddik. Menashe Ben Amon. So then that's good. And also don't put Menashe because he was the son of Chizkiyah. But the Gemara, Baram is Ake Abba. A tzaddik son can earn zchus for a father who's wicked. But Abba Lom is Ake Bra. But a father can't go ahead and earn a zchus for his son. In other words, if I have a kid who's a tzaddik, that's going to help me. But if I'm a tzaddik and my kid's a Rasha, that's not going to help me. There's no rest here for my hand. Ain Avram Matzil is Yishma. Avram can't save Yishma from getting punished. And Ain Yitzchak Matzil is Esav. Well, the father can help the son. The son can't help the son can help the father. The father can't help the son. It's amazing because you think like a father is the one who goes and helps the son. You know, they take care of the kids, right? And it says, but in the Ruchnius, it's the son who can go in to help the father. Hashtas lachi. Okay, now you want to play that move. So achas nami lo emni mishum kvodo shel Chizkiyahu. Then you shouldn't go ahead and achas shouldn't be listed because of his tzaddik son Chizkiyahu. Says Rashi lo tamen to kvshin ulape abne kvodo shel Chizkiyahu lo menu. Say because of the fact of you know how great his father was. Pardon, his son. Why do we say the reason why Achaz wasn't mentioned was because of the fact that he was a busha and he covered his face? Why do we say the reason because of his son was a tzaddik? Right? Yeah. I mean, it's not a question. It's really just a statement. Achaz nami lo imni mishum kvodo shel Chizkiyahu. Not says because of the honor of that, but rather, Amar nami lo imni. Yeah, say because of the covet of Chizkiyahu. V'nei malo manes Yoyakim. Why wasn't Yoyakim brought? We saw about this question earlier, but we didn't answer it. Mishum de Rabbi Chia b'Rabbi Avuha, because he got a kapara, because the body was never buried. Dam Rabbi Chia b'Rabbi Avuha, Avuya. Whoa. Ksev al gulgalto shel Yoyakim zosvod acheres. It said on the skull of Yoyakim, this one and another, right? And this one, and there's still gonna be another. It's gonna come. She says, Nekama Nas is ba kfar, vod acheres te'asaba. Another thing is going to be done through it. Story time to explain what's going on. We saw the story way back in the Pei Beis, but here we go again. Zekin of Rebbe prayed to Ashka, Gulgalta Dave Koshad Yabashar Yerushalayim. The grandfather of Rebbe found a skull that was thrown at the gates of Yerushalayim. Ksiv Bas, written on it, Zos vod acheres, this and another. Kvar v'lo ikbere. So he buried it, but it wasn't able to get buried. It just kept popping out of the ground. No matter how many times he buried it, it popped out. So Kfar, Velikbre, did it again, didn't work. Amar, so he said, Gulgalto Shel Yoyakim. This is the skull of Yoyakim. Because it says about him in Jeremiah, Kavuras Chamor, Yikavuras Chov Ashleik, about it, that he shall be buried with the burial of a donkey, dragged and cast, and it continues beyond the gates of Yerushalayim. Amar Malkahu, he said that to himself, Yoyakim was a king. Velo Ichsar Lezalzule Bey. It's not proper to go out and to treat his skull in such a terrible way. So, Kracha b'shirayiv also b'sifsa. He covered it in silk, and he put it in a argaz, in a chest. Chazesa de Bisu, his wife, saw it, and Savra, hod itza kamaisava, da lo komin shiva. This must be the skull of my husband's first wife, who he's not able to stop thinking about. So, Shoka tanura v'klosa. She fired up the ovens and burned it.
This is what it means, is this and another, that he's going to suffer two things. That is, that his skull is going to be thrown in the streets, and another, that he's going to be consumed by the fires.
Tanya, we're learning to the Braisa, Rabbi Shimon Melazar, Bishvil Vatobe Necha Sisi, because Chizkiah sinned and said, I have done that which is good in your eyes, Ma'os, what shall be the sign? He ended up making another mistake because of this whole thing. Now, what are we talking about in the first place? That is, Chizkiah was very, very sick. He was going to die. David Hashem, please Hashem, remember how I walked before you sincerely, wholeheartedly, how I've done which is good in your eyes. He was saying that he was such a tzaddik, he deserved to be, you know, healed. And it wasn't a great way. He shouldn't have really spoken like that. It wasn't, let's call it, anava. And because of that, based on the statement of Avera Gereris Avera, Hashem Elazar says that this sin led Chizkiah to even greater one. When Yeshaya came to Chizkiah to tell him that Hashem had heard his tefillah and would give him 50 more years of life, he said, what shall be the sign that he will heal me? And really, that's not emuna. Because he said that Nachum Achlu Al Shulchano, they had Avodah Zarah next that ate on his table. Rashi says, Osem Shashalach Lo Merudach Baladan Sfarim Umincha Al Yadam. This is a few years later. It says that the kings of Bavel, Merudach Baladan, is the king of Bavel. He came to visit him because he knew how he got better. His amazing healing over there. And he heard these guests. And this was a great sin for him to go out and to behave like this. We saw the long version of the story way back on Daf Tzadi Vav that spoke about how Avraham Ruach came to visit him. Remember the 2 hours and the 10 hours, and the day stopped. It was 10 hours were taken away, 10 hours were given. And in any event, so we say Nachum Achal Shulchanah. B'shus and Nachum Achal Shulchanah, because of that, Garim Galus Abanav. This caused that his children were going to go to Galus. Messiah Lechizkiah, this goes and supports that which Chizkiah said, meaning not Chizkiah Melech, but Chizkiah the Amora, Dharma Chizkiah, Kolam, Zamin, Ovikacham, and Toch Beso, Meshamishka, Olav, Gorim, Golos, Abanov. Anyone who brings a Ovid Kochavim into his house and he serves him, it's going to cause his kids to go to Gol. Shanemi, Benecha, Shayetu, Mimcha, Shetolid, Yukachu, and some of your sons, your own kids whom you will have fathered will be taken by you, Sarisa Mehechal Melech Bavel. They're going to be Sarisa like workers in the palace of Melech Bavel. Remember, we're talking about all the hospitality, about how it can be so good to go into house people and it save people and Hashem overlooks sins and all that stuff. But also, hospitality can be something which is someone's downfall. And that's what happened over here also, is the fact that he was hospitable, but to the wrong people. Now it goes into it. Vayisma chaleim chizkiyahu vayarim is based nechoso as a kesef as a zav as a besam as a shem and a tov. And he rejoiced over them and he showed them all of his, you know, his treasures. And Rav said that my base nechoso, what does that mean, his base nechos? What is that? Ishto hishkisa aleim means that his wife poured them their drinks. As she says, ki atzma mozeges lehem. Right? And that's what that lashon is over here. Shmuel Amar base Ginazov Herelahem. He showed him his treasure house. Yechon Amar Zayin Ochel Zayin Herelahem. He showed him his weapons that destroy other weapons. Like literally a Zayin, a clay Zayin, a weapon that can eat another weapon. They're very strong weapons that can break other weapons. Eicha Yashva Badad. The very beginning of Eicha comes and tells us, "Ay Eicha, she sits alone." Amar Rav Am Yochanan, "Mepnei ma lucku Yisrael be'Eicha? Why did they get luck? Why did they get malchus for such a thing that you use this idea? Mepnei sha'avru al shloshim meshesh krisa shabatara, because of the fact that Eicha is gematria 36, and the Yidden were over 36 different krisas." Amar Rav Yochanan, "Mepnei ma lucku?"
Ba'alef Beis. Why were they lucky about Aleph Beis? Because Rashi says Shekol Megil Seichas Dura Ba'alef Beisa Bifrei Shavu Al Torah Shenita Ba'alef Beis. Because given over with that. Yeshva B'Dad Amir Rav Amir Rav Yochanan Amir Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ani Amarti Vayishkon Yisrael Betach B'Dad Ein Yaakov El Eretz Dagov Yisrael Af Shama V'Yar Futal. I said Israel shall dwell securely alone in a land of grain and wine. Like Yaakov, even its heaven shall drip a dew. Achshav yeh badad, moshavam. Now it's going to be all alone. It's going to be dwelling by itself. Rashi says, "Yoshem yichidim einam isyarin lo min anachem v'lo min acheres." Right, there's a time when, you know, everything's going to be great, but unfortunately, we lost that all. Oh, Yerabasiyam, the city that was great with people. Rashi says, "Am mishem israv v'holich yoser mishar am," more than other nations. Amar Rav Yochanan, Shahayu Masiyan Kitana Gadol. They used to marry a young girl to an older man, a Gadol Kitana, a young woman to an older woman to a young man. They should have bottom harvest, that they could have a lot of kids. Right? They married off young teenagers to older ones in order to have a higher birth rate. Right? Haisa Kalmana. She became like a widow. I'm going to read them around. Kalmana v'lo amana mamish. Like it would have been not actually a widow. Like Ishish halach baylul nizyam. Like her husband went, you know, overseas. Like a wife whose husband went overseas. Not that he's dead, but he's just not there. V'daito lachzor elah. But he's going to come back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kind of left us, but he's going to come back. Rabasi b'goyim sarasi b'medinos. The greatest among nations, the princes among provinces. Amar Rav, Amar Rav Yochanan. Kol makoshim hochem. Wherever they go in their galus, nasin sarlo danem. They become princes of their masters, right? This is what we see throughout history. Klai, so what have they ended up? The Goyim loved them. They ended up being, you know, very powerful. Tell her about it. There was a story about two men who were taken, or they were kidnapped on Har Karmah. And the one who kidnapped them was walking right behind them. Beep turned the page. One said, Gomel Suma. The camel walking in front of us is blind in one eye. Tunishtein nodos and has two flasks. Achas yayin v'achas shel shemen. One of them of wine, one of oil. Shtebede adam and higin oso. And the two men that are leading this camel. Echad yisov echad nachri. One of them is a yid and one of them is a guy. Amar lahem shabai. When he heard them, he says, Am k'she'or, if you're stiff-necked people, man, atem yodim. How do you know this? Amr lo, they said back. Amr lo, they said, Gamal me'asav mishalafanah. The camel, we can see that it's blind in one eye because the grass that on the ground in front of it, mitzad shiro achelos, on the side that it sees it eats, mitzad shenuro achelos, not eating from the side it can't see. So can't see the side. Tuna shen nodos. How do we know these two flasks? Achas shoyayin v'achas shoshemen. Shoyayin mitaftafas v'shokeh, because wine drips and goes to the ground. V'shoshemen taftaf, but it goes to it. Floats, and the fact that we see it's dripping and getting into the ground, and one's not, we have to tell one's wine and one's oil. Because the guy, he uses the bathroom right there on the road. He's something for the southern, but a yid, he goes to the side of the road, right? That's the way to meet Senua. So the kidnapper, he ran ahead to go find out what's going on, and that's true, and it turned out to be true. Bonus, Shaka Rosh, he came, he kissed them on their heads. He brought them to his house. Vasalim Suda Gadola, for a miraculous name, made him a great feast, and he danced in front of the Vamar. Baruch, Shabacha Bazar, Shalav, and Menasan Lam, Bechachmaso. Blessed as well as the Kafar Avinu, gave him his wisdom. Chomakim Shem Hochem, Nasam Son of the name, wherever they go, they become princes to the masters. Uptar and Rachel of Batam, Shalom, and he let them go, and went back to their house. In peace.
She weeps in the night. Why do you have to have two of them? Remember Rabbi Yochanan, Echad al Mikdash Rishon v'Echad al Mikdash Sheni. One for Bayis Rishon, one for Bayis Sheni. Balayla, what does it mean? It says the night. Al Yiske Laila, it's talking about because something happens at the night. Shanem, as the Pasuk says, but Tisa Kol Eidah v'Yitnu Eskola v'Yivku Ha'am Balayla Hu. Like it says, by the Meraglim, that they all got up and they cried out, and they did it at night. So therefore, because of that, therefore this was destroyed because of that night. Amar Rabbi Rabbi Yochanan, also Yom Lel Tishbav Haya was Tishbav Amar Lekodesh Baruch Hu Atam Bechisa Bechia Shelchina. You cried for nothing. Vani Ekbal Lechem Bechia Ledoris. Let's give them something to cry about. Now I'm going to establish a day. They're going to cry forever. For generations. And who cries at night, the sound is heard. Rashi says, Yosem Yibayom, more than if it's during the daytime. You're able to hear more. The Gemara in Yuma, Daf Chafon Beis, explains that because of the sun not there, so the sun makes a lot of noise and covers it. Night and the stars and the constellation, they cry along with them. Rashi says, "Shenichmeru rachamim alav," because they feel it. They feel the pain. In the night, anyone who cries, whoever hears the voice, goes and cries along with them. Story time about a woman. The neighbor of Gamliel and her son died. She was crying at night. And Shamar Gamliel, he cried until his eyelashes fell out. Rashi says that the eyelashes, Sarah Shabbat. Like drooped over the eyes. The next day, students noticed what happened, and they didn't want this to cause them so much pain, so they removed her from the neighborhood. And it said, in the tears on her cheeks, it's like a woman who cries over the death of her husband of her youth. Right? It's constant in her cheeks because she hasn't stopped to cry. Shenemar, Eli Kibisula Chugras Sak Albal Nura Kibisula Chugras Sak Albal Nura, like we said. Haitzer Larosha persecutors have become leaders. Amarava Amarabi Yochanan. Kola Meitzel Yisrael Nasirosh. Anyone who persecutes the Jews becomes a leader. In order that it not be said that the Yidden were beaten by someone who's very low, Hashem always sets out to be that they're very chashuv people. The Gemara takes out this word, ki lo mu'af la'asher mutzak lo ke'es ha'rishon ha'kel ha'artza zavul v'ayatzan haftal ha'rechon ha'chronich b'derech ha'yam ever ha'yad n'glil ha'gayim. There's no weariness to the one who oppresses her. The second time will be like the first one, in which he dealt mildly, exile only the land of Zvul and the land of Tali. But the last time he will deal harshly, and all these will exile in turn those who live by the way of the sea. On the other side of the Yarden, in the attraction of the nations. Right, this is a pasuk in Yeshaya, who is describing the invasion of Yehuda in Yisrael that we saw earlier, that Ashur is going to come in over here. And this, the Galus happens in three different stages. If anyone oppresses Israel will not become tired. Next in the pasuk in Eicha, lo aleichem kol over derech, may it not befall you all pass on the road. From here we see, this is a makor for kuvlana. That is, Rashi explains that mekan mekulan in the Torah, because Adam would get tsar lacha when someone goes and reveals his pain to someone else. Shar shomer lo savu zos lecha. It should not happen to you. Lo alecha. Kamosha ba eli alai ki kasha, because it's hard lishma. Sabam mechazeres alav amakvid al kach in bo mishom nichosh. Right, so it's lashon of kaval, meaning towards. So you say someone else, you should say, you know, lo alecha, lo aleinu, right? It's that the person shouldn't be, you know, shouldn't fall upon them, like as if it's like towards them. Wow. Or Rashi says it means like an outcry, that it's proper to make known one's misfortune to others so that they're able to go and take it down for you. Kol avrei derech, anyone who passes on the road, Amar Avraham and Rav Asuni ka'ovrei al das, Yerushalayim said, they made me like a transgressor of the law. De'ilu b'sodom, k'siv Hashem hinter al-sodom. It says Hashem, you know, rained down the Sodom, sulfur and fire. V'ilu Yerushalayim, k'siv mimarim shalach eish, v'atzosai v'yerdenu. It says, by Yerushalayim, the destruction from on high, he sent a fire into my bones and crushed them. So I was punished through fire, just like Sodom. Whoa. It also says that the iniquity of the daughter of my people is greater than that of Sodom. Holy moly. Pretty intense. Rashi says, all of you saw Rayim Yosim is Sodom. Why wouldn't it be flipped over just like Sodom? And even more, it says, so why is there a little bit of favoritism going on over here. Yerushalayim wasn't flipped over. Because it was an extra measure that came to Yerushalayim that wasn't the Sodom. Something that had good. By Sodom it says, in Yecheskel, this is a sin of Sodom, your sister. Pride and Sivas Lachem, and a lot of bread, and there's peace. But the hand of the poor and the needy didn't support. It says that the hands of the compassionate women boiled their own children. The women of Yerushalayim, even in their most desperate situation, they were in a state of compassion. Where Sodom, even though they had such great stuff over there, they didn't share it with other people. And it was the mercy of the people of Yerushalayim that actually saved them. Yeah. Rashi says a terrible, terrible thing here. It says, holy moly. They used to go ahead and they would not only eat the food themselves or their own children, but they would let other people come and eat from it as well. They invited people to be able to have. Sila kol abira Hashem b'kirbi. Hashem has trampled all of my mighty ones. From my bits, kadam shomer l'chaveru nifsala metbea zu. This coin has become worthless. Right? It's not worth anything. Patsu alayich p'm. They laughed at you. Amar Rabbi Yochanan b'shuma hikdim pei l'ayin. Why is it that Yirmiyo, when he puts, you know, we know the Aleph is a Samach Ayin Pei Tzadi Kuf, it's Ayin and Pei. But why is it with the Pei before the Ayin? In the first four Prakim, he does it. In the first four Prakim of Eicha, the Psukim follow each other in alphabetical order. But in chapter 2 and chapter 3 and 4, it starts with Pei before the Ayin. Why does he do that? They said with their mouth what they hadn't seen with their eyes. They put the peh before the ayin. Peh is peh's mouth. Ayin is an eye. Really, you're supposed to first see something before you're going to say it. But if you're going to say, then you're going to see whatever you want to say. They who devour my people devour bread, they who call not upon Hashem. Whoever eats the bread of Yisrael, taste the bread. Those who don't. With Avodah Zarnix, take pleasure in stealing from Yidden, that the bread that they take from them tastes better than their own bread. They get enough from stealing from them. Hashem lo karu, they do not call upon Hashem. Rav Amar, ilo dayan, this is talking about dayanim, obviously not good dayanim. Rashi says, mata mishpat v'shel v'naseyim, hayu lechem amin machalevav. They're the corrupt yidden. And Ushmol Amar, ilu melam ditinokas, they're the ones who teach children who don't do their jobs honestly. It says, Rashi shalosam malachtam remaya. They do some sort of shtick over there. Really, you know, this is very chash over their holding. They got to make sure they take care of their jobs properly. And if they don't, these terrible things happen. Whoa, back to the idea of the kings that we said that the three kings, the four comedies of no person, who's the one who actually counted them? Who's the one who gave them these numbers? I'm a Rav Ashi. Anshikin is a gedolim inom. It's a men of great assembly. Who are the ones that actually put these numbers? Amar Vinam Rav, Bikshu Od Limnos Echad. They wanted to go and to put another king. Who is that king? As she says, Shlomo. They wanted to put Shlomo Amelech. Ba, the Musta Yokno Shal Aviv, v'nishtacha lefneim. The image of his father, David HaMelech, came and bowed in front of the Anshei Knesset HaGedola. Don't put Shlomo HaMelech's names on the list. V'lo yishkicha aleha, but they didn't listen, didn't pay attention. Ba eish min ha-shamayim. V'licha eish b'safsaleim. Fire came to Shemayim and they licked the benches. V'lo yishkicha aleha, they didn't listen to it. Yatsabasko v'armer lehem. Chazisa ish mahir. Do you see a man diligent at his work? You shall stand before kings, you shall not stand before darkened ones. Mishik dim beisi the beiso, but the one who built my house before his own house, Shlomo HaMelech started building the Beis HaMikdash the fourth year of his reign and finished in the 11th. Next pasuk it says that he built his palace. So we see from here that he didn't start his own until the Beis HaMikdash was done. Velo od. Not only that. Ela Shabesi Bana Bishavashana. My house, he spent 7 years building. Beis HaBana Bishloshesi Shana. Well, his house, he built 13 years. Lefnei Malachim Yisatzev Bal Yisatzev Lefnei Chashukim. This person shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before darkened ones. Shall be in the company of the righteous in Gan Eden, not with those in of the Rishayim in Gehinom. They didn't listen. Yasabaskov Amra, Hamiyim Cha Yishalmenu Kimaasta Kiato Tivchar Velo Ani. If another heavenly voice came out and said, is it from you that the punishment is meted out that you despise him? So you choose and not I? And then finally, they listened. Rashi says, V'chei Aleichem L'sham T'shlomi Onsho L'adam Shatem Nemasim Bo V'shlomo Lomer She'en L'chelek L'abba Kiato Tivchar Velo Ani V'chei Abachir B'chem T'liya V'lo bi, lomer mi she'ish lo chelek, u mi she'en lo chelek, halo bi, adover toloi. It's all dependent on me. So who do you think you are playing these games? Hey, you're probably wondering, why didn't he want Shlomo HaMelech to be in Gan Eden? What did he do wrong? The answer is that Shlomo HaMelech, the pasuk at the end of, by Malachim, says that when he was dying, his wife turned his heart after other gods and he wasn't complete with Hashem, like David HaMelech, and that is like he was doing Avodah Zarah. But the Gemara in Shabbos explains, obviously it doesn't mean he himself was doing it, but his wives are doing it, and because he didn't stop them, it was considered like he did it. But that was the reason why this whole shtickle came about. Okay, Dor Shei Rishumos HaYomrim, those who had darshan psukim said, Kulam Boim Lolam Abba. Really, all these people can come to Olam Haba. Shenamai li gilad v'li menashe v'efray moz roshi yehuda mechokikei moav sirach she'aledo mashlichai li in alayim halashis sorari. Pasuk says, Gilad is mine, Manasseh is mine, Ephraim is stronger than my head, Judah is the lawgiver, Moab is my watchpiece, and upon Edom I'm going to cast my lot. Pelishti will, Pelishas will make friends for Moab. Pasuk in Tehillim, and it was David HaMelech who said during a milchama, he said that he had been promised by Hashem that he would conquer all of Israel's surroundings, enemy nations. And according to what we understand the Pesukim, these two Pesukim are spoken by David, not by David, but by Hashem. And the entire Pasuk is referenced to the three kings and the three Jewish commoners, excluding Bilam, who are in our Mishnah. Hashem says that all this is mine, meaning that the sins of them are mine, my burden and mine alone. I'll find a way to tolerate their sins in order to get them into Olam Haba. Says Rashi, Alai Lizba Avodim Kadeshiu Aim Zochim. Even though it says these people aren't going to get it, they will. Li Gilad Zachav. When it says this is Gilad Zachav, Shenaf Abram is Gilad, who fell by Ramos Gilad. Right? That's so falling in battle over there is an atonement for his sins in order to get into Olam Haba. Menashe Kamashmo. Right? That's like it sounds. Ephraim, Moz, Roshi, Zay, Yerofim. That was talking about Yerofim. The cost of Ephraim, it comes from Ephraim. Yehuda, Mechoke, Zay, Achitofel. It says, Yehuda, my lawgiver. This is talking about Achitofel. Peep, turn the page. Kofei Rav. The cost of Yehuda, because it comes from Yehuda. Moav, Sir, Achzi, Zay, Gechazi, Shlokaliske, Bechitza. Moav is my washbasin. This is talking about Gechazi, who was hit with Tsaras because of what happened with the washbasin, right? That was the one with Elisha. And the general of Aram, he had to go down, he had leprosy, he had to go to the river, fine. El Edom, Ashik Nali, said Doig Edomi, sorry, Doig Edomi. Rashi says that, and I put my lock means a positive thing. He's going to eventually be locked up in Gad Eden. Alai Pelashas is Ori, that they're going to make friendships for me. Amu Melech Yeshoz, Domei Yekos, Baruch Melech, Amu Senevan, Amu Shem, Ribono Shel Olam, Imbo David, Chagas, Belish, Divi, Arish, Ezbenech, Ogas, of David, who killed Goliath, gave possession of the city of Gath to your children, will come and say that you've allowed the enemies of Doeg and Achitophel into the world to come, what are you going to do? In other words, what are you going to say to them? Amalayim is going to say, it's on me to make them friends, one with the other. In other words, I'll take care of that. Rashi says, lefaisim, lasosam reyim, bahuvim, zelosev, ahainu, his ra'i, Lashon Meos, it's a Lashon of friendship. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.